so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Hello, this is Sophie and Hannah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You were just listening to Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. How do you feel about that song, Hannah?
I like the Joni Mitchell version better.
Yeah, but unfortunately the Joni Mitchell demo of Our House is not clean, so we can't play it. It's a shame.
Too bad Joni checked out of everything, or else we would have played Paved Paradise for you.
It's true. Yeah, today's theme is songs that both me and Hannah enjoy. Songs that represent our friendship for Hannah's first time in the studio.
Songs that have been sent through our text conversation.
Songs that have been sent through our text conversation. So Our House has been a recent fave of ours. We've just been like looking at our apartment that we're moving into, so into the idea of like homemaking for sure. All right, coming up next is a Hannah pick. It is So Lonely by The Police.
Thank you.
So I have to apologize for saying I was going to play The Police and then playing the La La Land soundtrack. I accidentally had our playlist on shuffle, but yeah, that was Another Day of Sun from the La La Land soundtrack, a movie we both love. And then So Lonely by The Police and Last Night by The Strokes.
Sophie's seeing The Strokes on August 19th.
I am seeing The Strokes counted. On August 19th at Forest Hill Stadium. Can't wait.
Round of applause for Sophie. I'm so excited for her.
Oh, sorry, I'm too far away. You have to
sit
a
little. This is Hannah's first time.
It is my first time.
You have
time.
To sit a little closer to the mic. Mariel, my usual co-host, the first time we did our DJ training, she sat too far away from the mic, and she got, like, kind of scolded for sitting too far away from the mic.
By who?
Our DJ trainer.
Oh, the DJ trainer.
Michael. And, yeah, she was, like, embarrassed, and that was the joke of the week for that week, was Mariel sitting too far away from the mic, so.
That's a good one.
I'll be sure to let her know that you did that.
What's coming up?
Coming up next is a song by a band that you and I saw in concert earlier this year.
No way, what could it be?
Guess. Who did we see?
Okay, Death Cab for Cutie, but what?
It's Crooked Teeth.
Yes!
Yeah, so coming up next is Crooked Teeth by Death Cab for Cutie.
It was 100 degrees as we sat beneath a willow tree whose tears didn't care. They just hung in the air and refused to fall. It's a fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call. And now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall. And there was no doubt about which side I was on. Cause I built you a home in my rotten wood knits a cave from the stars. Cause you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. No, you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. Treacherous streets and China doll, never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you in. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
Show me some of them Spanish We got different reasons for that. Believe in me, 'cause I don't believe in anything. And I wanna be someone.
You were just listening to Waltz Number 2 by Elliot Smith and Mr. Jones by Counting Crows. Any words on Elliot Smith, Hannah?
I love him.
You do.
You should all watch the documentary. There's a really,
what's it called?
Heaven Adores You. It's on Amazon Prime. You can find it there. There's a really great moment around 20 minutes if you get that far in.
Yeah, I actually haven't watched it, even though you've told me to watch it a bunch of times.
That's okay. There's some pretty good, like, unreleased stuff in it.
I've seen, like, a lot of, like, you know, those YouTube videos that are, like, the genius of Elliot Smith. Like, I've seen, like, breakdown videos on his life and such, but never, like, at full length.
Yeah, well, then get into it.
I totally will. And then Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. I can reenact how that discussion went. About how we decided to play that. We are talking about our shared favorite song, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. And I was telling Hannah about how there's a cover of Big Yellow Taxi by Counting Crows. And just like how it doesn't capture the amazingness. I don't even know the word of the original version. And Hannah was like, oh, like that song, Mr. Jones. Like, that's a good song. I like that song. And I was like, oh. I also like that song.
It's called Big Yellow Taxi?
Yeah, it's called Big Yellow Taxi. You called it Paved Paradise a little bit earlier on, but I didn't want to correct you. Yeah, it's because the line, she goes, Big Yellow Taxi took away my old man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Vehicular dump?
No, I think... I think her old man hopped in the Big Yellow Taxi, like...
Sorry, I misread that.
Totally okay.
In this moment.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell is definitely a shared fave of me and Hannah's. We did this big road trip on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Hannah's
SF to LA.
SF to LA. And we had like a shared playlist. And I'm from New York, right? And I was really excited to be in California. So I added the song California by Joni Mitchell on the playlist, and the driver of the car like really hated Joni Mitchell, so it was skipped every time. But between the two of us, we love.
There's no skipping it today.
Yeah. And speaking of California and the West Coast, coming up is a very special song. It's West Coast by Coconut Records. It's a really silly song, but just like the hook really,
that was an awesome segue,
captured our hearts. No, yeah, it was a good segue, thank you.
Jason.
Yeah,
Jason.
Enjoy.
Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman is my celebrity crush. Yeah,
yeah,
I love Wes Anderson here sometimes. Okay. Can't wait for Asteroid City.
For a second there, I thought you'd disappear. It rains a lot this time of year.
to the West Coast. I wish you would have put yourself in my suitcase. I love you standing all alone in a black coat. I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I'm going back home to the West Coast.
Godspeed, all the beggars at dawn. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me like a, I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
tried to tell you I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. A relief back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Horses gallop through the violet door, follow red crooked courses, shadows on the moonlit floor. All my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake. Crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of life.
You were just listening to New Slang by The Shins and Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. I was trying to get Hannah to listen to Big Thief for a long time, and she was resistant, but that was the song to win her over.
It's the best.
It's the best. And now Hannah's going to read us a PSA.
Okay. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford
Tufts Educational Radio.
That's awesome. You think I should start walking to Paul Revere?
Yeah. Do you have to walk across water for that one, or?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Across the Charles.
That'd be a miracle. Oh, yeah. I just learned how to say miracle in Spanish.
How?
Milagro.
Sí.
You knew that?
I did.
Okay. Awesome.
Where'd you learn that?
Courtney's mom.
Oh.
Great. She said it like a bunch of times through the night, so.
Oh, interesting. So, coming up is a song by the band that probably facilitated me and Hannah's bonding the first time we ever met, freshman year.
I'm excited. Throwback to the emo phase.
Yeah. It's She Had the World by none other than Panic at the Disco.
Never made her happy, 'cause she couldn't ever have me. She said she'd won the world at a carnival, but she could never win me, 'cause she couldn't ever catch me. I know why, because when I look in her eyes I just see the sky. When I look in her eyes, well, I just see the sky.
I don't love you, I'm just passing the time. You could love me if I knew how to lie. But who could love me? I am out of my mind. Throwing all to see, to see if I can catch a dream.
The sun was always in her eyes. She didn't even see me, but that girl so much love, she'd wanna kiss you all the time. Yeah, she'd wanna kiss you all the time. She said she'd won the world at a carnival, but I'm sure I didn't ruin her, just made her more interesting. I'm sure I didn't ruin her, just made her more interesting.
In the time, you could love me if I knew how to lie. But who could love me? I am out of my mind. Throwing a line out to see if I can catch a dream.
Private, and we'll sail around the world.
I will be your Ferdinand and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie Mae. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help a passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Sophie and Hannah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to close out the hour with a fun song, Headlock by Imogen Heap. Hope you enjoyed yourselves and that you have a great rest of your day.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.